something, you know, and you
strain it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever make a pie in a deep dish? An apple pie in a deep dish? What did you call that?
What do you mean, the pie? Cobbler?
All right.
Cobbler.
Tell me how you make that.
Well, you just make up your dough like making biscuit dough, you know, and cover your dish, and then you put your apples and your sugar and your flavoring in there, put it in the stove and bake it.
Did you ever see one made or make one that where you put on layers, like you put a layer of fruit down and then you put a pastry over it and then put another?
Uh-huh.
What do you call that?
Yeah, you call that a cobbler.
That's still a cobbler. You build it up that way, but you didn't have a special name for
it. Pot pie.
Oh, okay, good. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. And all of the things you eat, you'd say those are all different kinds of...
What?
All the things you eat, you know, you'd say those are all different kinds of...
Vegetables?
Yeah, well, if you talk about meat, too, you'd say the whole thing. Those are all different kinds of... Say, we went over to somebody's house, and they really had good...
Vittles.
Okay, fine, that's fine. And if you poured a sweet liquid served with, maybe to, served with a pudding...
Sir?
All right. Is that ever called, gravy or dressing or sauce?
Yes, they'd call it gravy, I guess.
It would be sweet.
Uh-huh.
And now the things you make with apples, I mentioned the word before just now, but if you ground up apples, and you buy it in the store now in a can if you don't make it yourself. You can make it yourself with ground up apples.
Apple butter?
Or apples.
Apple sauce.
Yeah. And if you're going to have a little something between regular meals, you say, I'm going to have a little... What?
A snack.
All right. And if someone wanted to know, how many meals have you today? Have you...
Eaten.
Yeah, and say, well, I've
already eaten.
Yeah, but say, talking about breakfast, say, at 6 o'clock, I
ate supper.
All right, fine. And now I'm going to make some, this hot liquid you drink in the morning is called?
Coffee.
Now would you say make coffee or would you say something else about?
I say make coffee.
All right. And yesterday afternoon you brought me
I gave you a glass of water?
Yeah. And now if that, do you ever call that anything else but a glass?
Glass, no.
You ever call it a tumbler or a goblet?
Goblet, yeah.
Would that be a goblet?
No, that was a glass.
Okay, a goblet is... A goblet?
A goblet, I believe, has a little stem to it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. And if the glass... someone dropped the glass on a rock or something, you'd say the glass is...
Broken?
He what the glass?
He broke the glass.
Okay. And you might say to him, why did you go...
Why'd you break my glass?
Yeah, okay. And then you might ask someone, how many glasses of water have you...
How many glasses of water you drunk today?
Yeah, and you'd say, I drank... Three?
I drank three.
I like to. See, I really like to drink water. Yeah. I really like to...
I like to drink water.
Sure, that's a, if you had some friends over, you might they come up and you say, you're standing up. You might say to them,
how you do?
And then you tell them to
have a seat.
All right. Now, would you say that to in an invitation for people to sit down at a table? What would you say? Would you say have a seat, or might you say something else?
I just say have a seat.
All right. And if you say, I had just down to eat. When someone knocked at the door, I just
sit down to eat. Somebody knocked at the door.
All right. And if you have a big bowl of mashed potatoes, you know, and you pass them over to someone, and you might say to them,
have some potatoes,
or help